These points, by a sort of divine strategy he introduces so early, to prevent them from falling into despair after the intensity of the reproofs. For certainly God's part will follow if we are not entirely intolerant of his guidelines. Like the Jews who were invited would not accept the blessings. However, this was no longer due to the one who invited, but due to their lack of understanding. For indeed, he was willing to give, but they, by declining to accept, rejected themselves. For had he invited them to a challenging and laborious task, they would not have been excusable even then in making excuses. However, they could have claimed it to be so. But if the invitation is to purification, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, grace, a free gift, and the unseen future good things, and it's God who invites and invites by himself, what excuse can they deserve, those who do not hurry to him? Therefore, let no one blame God, for unbelief comes not from him who invites, but from those who distance themselves from him.